B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Don't forget, we go commercial-free up to 3 hours every day. It's a commercial-free winter. That's at 9:15 till noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, J-Bo Jones, the donut man himself.
The dumping donut J-Bo.
Okay.
He's a wonderful man.
He did replenish our donuts.
He did. Yeah. I love him.
Donuts. And he goes commercial-free for 90 minutes on your ride home, starting at 4:15.
Cool.
Pretty good, right? Okay, so enjoy that. This guy here, man, I'm telling you, you talk about getting no sleep whatsoever. There's a guy in San Francisco, okay, named Stephen Thomas. He has a digital wallet with 7,002 Bitcoin in it. Now, I don't know a lot about Bitcoin, but I'll tell you this. That means it's worth $234 million, okay? Wow. But there's a hitch, serious hitch. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive. And he lost the password to that hard drive. Okay? It gets worse. It gets worse. You only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and cannot be unlocked. And Stefan has already made 8 wrong guesses. He's got 2 more left.
I have such agita just even thinking about this story.
So he wakes up, thought about his password, typed it in, bust. Didn't work. He's down to 2 more tries, or he's going to lose $234 million forever.
Is he like rich already, or is he just right?
I don't know.
That's what I need to know. If he's rich already, I'm like, too bad, so sad.
No.
But
since Bitcoin is decentralized, there's no get my lost keys option. You either have them or you're out of luck. He says, I would just lay in bed and think about it. Then I'd go to the computer with a new strategy, and it wouldn't work. I'd be desperate again.
I feel like Bitcoin is not insured by the FDIC.
No, that's outside of,
okay,
you know,
not
so
for 234.
And that's why you bank.
So everybody's watching this story. He's got more cracks at the apple.
Oh, boy.
I mean, don't you have in your mind, with passwords, maybe just 2 or 3 that you use?
Yeah.
You might just be 1, 2, or 3.
There's always that website, though, that makes you use like a number and a
special character
and a this, and then I want to go and punch their CEO in the
face. Did I put an at sign in there?
Yeah, right. I'm like,
So anyway, we'll follow that story. He's got 2 more bites of the apple. 9 and 10, and he is out.
Brian.
I hate Bitcoin stories.
Yeah, I know. Tell us your Bitcoin story.
A buddy of mine, my buddy Aaron, 10 years ago, Bitcoin was just starting to start up.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, there's this thing called Bitcoin. We should just throw $100 in it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then
$100.
$100. I'm like, we got busy. Yeah. We never did it.
Right.
And I always think about that $100, and I just calculated how much $100 worth of Bitcoin when we did it would have been worth today.
Yeah.
And that's why I hate doing this. You know how much $100 10 years ago would have been worth?
Well, if he had 7,000 Bitcoin that's worth $234, yours would be worth what, you know, what?
Math is hard.
I'm going to say 7,000.
It would have been worth $72 million right now.
What? No way.
That's just weird, and it's fake,
dude,
and it's strange.
Yeah.
How are you going to sleep tonight knowing that? You didn't want to know that.
Oh, I know. I look it up all the time.
$72 million?
It's just, you can't even think
Who's
of it
your
that
friend,
way.
Aaron?
He didn't do it either.
Oh, my
We're
God.
We're still both broke.
Yes. Oh, God. Well, there's Powerball tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Go for that.
I'm going to invest $100 in that.
Sorry, dude. That is a story.
It's weird.
We'll
I don't like it.
All right.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't like it at
72
all.
Million.
Anything that doesn't let you get more than 10 tries to get $224 million is suspect.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's super suspect.
Yeah.
That's why criminals like it.
Right.
Okay.
We'll see how that
this
goes.
Is brought to you by
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.